Joseph Williams of Rialto is an elected member of the San Bernardino Community College District Board of Trustees. The SBCCD trustees provide oversight for the operation of San Bernardino Valley College, Crafton Hills College, and full disclosure, KVCR TV and radio. On Friday, Williams was appointed to the California Community Colleges Board of Governors by Governor Gavin Newsom. Joseph Williams, congratulations on your appointment.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about the opportunity to serve on the Board of Governors.
Your new position requires a state Senate confirmation. Does that mean you're waiting for that, or did that happen before the announcement came out?
We're waiting for that. So there's a process you go through. You know, you do your oath for office. You go through the confirmation period. But you start serving during all of that process.
Okay.
So September will be the first board meeting.
I suppose you guys are doing that remotely, like Zoom?
Yeah.
Your work with the Community College District involves programs and services for local students in our region. What might your new responsibilities encompass at the state level?
Everything from the online college, CalBright. We're looking at the vision for success and how that gets implemented across the 73 districts.
Right.
Guided Pathways is a big initiative under the Vision for Success initiative. You know, the thing that I'm personally interested in is looking at increasing the number of credentials that are issued, also reducing the number of units that students take that are not necessary, helping them focus more and just, you know, reducing the amount of time it takes for them to graduate. You know, it took me 10 years to get through the community college system because I went part-time and took classes that I was interested in and classes that were required. You think about that amount of time, I could have a PhD.
Sure.
And that's important. Employment, connecting, you know, students to career technical education and helping them get connected to employment. I served on the state's Workforce Development Board, so bringing that perspective to the table and, you know, helping us really think through how the system meets employer and student desire to use education in order to go into employment.
Right.
But, you know, also in balancing the opportunities for lifelong learners and allowing them to still just kind of explore education, I think that that's also important. And then gaps, you know, really looking at equity. You're looking at equity where we have a disproportionate impact among our subgroups. You know, as an African-American male, you know, I definitely relate to the Black experience and just making sure that we're able to lift that voice while representing, you know, all of the groups of people that we have to, because the difference between the local board and the state board, locally, I'm concerned with the San Bernardino Community College District.
Right.
Now, at the state level, it's all 73 districts that I'm going to have to be responsible for giving consideration to and thinking about how the decisions impact them. And, you know, so it's really going to be interesting and an exciting challenge. I'm the only person from the Inland Empire that will be seated on the board now. So I think it's an incredible opportunity for our region to have voice in state level policy, and it's a great opportunity for us all.
Very good. Well, with COVID-19 affecting education worldwide and in our state, and the civil unrest, you know, following George Floyd's killing, you've certainly got your work cut out for you. We wish you the best as you move forward. You start meeting in September, so maybe we can hear back from you sometime in the fall to see how things are going.
Well, thank you for your time. Thank you.
Joseph Williams is on the Board of Trustees with the San Bernardino Community College District. He was appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday to the California Community Colleges Board of Governors. Mr. Williams, thanks for making time for the call today.
Anytime. Thank you.